Fence, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Just good. You're good. Nice.
How are you?
I'm good. I am very good. There is an extremely enormous crane outside.
I know.
Which is kind of, it's weird. Everybody who listens regularly will now know there's a massive wall outside BFM and also a pit, like a lot of construction going on.
I was going to say, just to clarify, it's the construction. There's not just a wall and a pit.
A hole. Yeah. No, it's all, you know.
It's pretty big.
It's all part of a bigger plan, but the crane's a new addition.
Well, we just for a second there thought maybe we were going.
Our building was going.
Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball just crashes through the wall.
Hard out. Hey, how are you going in the theatre world? What's happening at the moment?
Well, I thought that I would talk about the three festivals that are coming up. We're definitely in, besides Auckland Shakespeare in the Park, which you can still go and see, that's at the Pump House, we're very much still starting to crawl out of the summer theatre slumber. The alarm's gone off and everyone's just slowly coming to their senses. The three festivals that are on every year is Auckland Pride, Auckland Fringe, and the Auckland Arts Festival. And we just become so spoilt for choice, not just for theatre, but for dance, music, art shows. So I thought I would just remind everyone of when they're on and then talk about pieces that I'm really excited for.
Sounds like a very good plan.
First up is Pride. That starts on the 3rd of February and it goes all the way until the 28th.
Cool.
And something that I think looks really cool is this event called Our Authentic Prom, and it's at the Freemans Bay Community Centre, and it's basically if you in your teens or when you had a school ball you didn't feel like you could be your authentic self at your school, mm-hmm. whatever, you can come to this, you can dress up however you want to.
That is
and
so
then it's
cool.
Just, it's a big party and it's free.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. I really love that.
So that sounds super fun. You can wear whatever wild, awesome outfit you want. And it's Friday the 12th of February at 8:30 p.m.
That sounds lovely.
It's free, but you've got to register.
Okay.
Save a spot and also for COVID-19 purposes.
Scan that app.
Scan the app.
Turn your Bluetooth on. Okay.
but yeah, I'll be talking lots about all the other Pride shows as well coming up, but that's one that caught my eye.
Awesome.
Next up in the festival agenda is Auckland Fringe, which is another super cool event in our city. And one of the shows in that I'm really looking forward to is Cake Baby.
Cake Baby.
And we're going to have someone up to talk about Cake Baby in March, on the 2nd of March, I believe. And it's the sequel, the sophomore show in the series. There was Jelly Baby last year.
I remember that, I think.
Yeah. And this is Alice Kirker and Grace Augustine's sophomore show in that series. They've done lots of other shows together, like Fleshies and Heatwave, but this is that theme. And basically the premise is there's a supermarket sponge cake and 1 hour to eat it. And it's just this fantastic romp of a play. It's a bit naughty and it's just all about fat freedom, being in control and having a party just for you.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah. So that's going to be on at Basement in March. And as I said, it's part of the Fringe Fest, which opens on the 14th of February. Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Cute.
And goes until the 6th of March. So that's right at the tail end of the Fringe, but definitely not one to miss. And I'll be talking to Alice later on in the year.
Awesome. That sounds great. And what's the third festie and what are you excited for?
The third festival is the Arts Fest. And one show that I'm super excited for is called The Greggle. And it's giving me, it's a world premiere of this show, and it's giving sort of Coraline Spirited Away vibes.
Okay, now you're talking.
Yeah, the premise is a girl's grandma has passed away, and she starts to suspect that she is being pursued by this smoke demon shapeshifter.
Whoa, cool.
So if you're a fan of very atmospheric theatre, this is definitely for you. And I'm a big fan of Coraline, so I'm definitely going to check it out. But it'll be one of those shows where there's lots of puppets, light.
Cool.
I'm very excited.
The Greggle, did you say?
Yeah. The Greggle.
The Greggle.
The Greggle. The Greggle. Anyway, it's at Q Theatre in the Rangatira part of it. So it'll be a cool show, and it is from the 4th of March until the 7th.
Those are some very exciting things. And it actually always pays to book early for these things, because you never know what's going to sell out. A lot of these smaller theatre spaces will sell out quite quickly. And it's always nice to have something to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can use this sort of theatre downtime to plan your next couple of months.
Definitely.
Hey, thank you very much for that, Zoe.
No problem.
Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. All right.